Good morning, this is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the April 11th edition of Farm News and Views. Although it feels like spring is slow coming to the Four Corners region, with overnight temperatures continuing to be in the teens and 20s, we've had a good winter when considering precipitation. From October 1st, the beginning of the 2023 water year, until the end of March, snow and rain has amounted to 10.5 inches. Looking at the National Weather Service records for the October to March time period going back to 1978, there have been 3 years when there's been more precipitation recorded in Cortez: 1984 and 85 with 10.67 inches, 1979 to 80 with 11.87 inches, and 1978 and 79, which ended the 1977 drought, with 12.23 inches. A weather observer who resides east of Yellow Jacket recorded 12 inches of precipitation from October 2022 to March 2023, and 80 inches of snow. According to Colorado State climatologist Russ Schumacher, the statewide snowpack is 140% of average, which is well above the 97% average snowpack last year. The Arkansas River Basin is the only basin in the state that's below average. Even with a good winter snowpack, according to Freshwater News, Colorado reservoir storage is 80% of average. Blue Mesa Reservoir is 35% of full and is expected to be 71% full by the end of the year. But the Colorado River system is not expected to see much recovery, since Lake Powell is projected to be only 32% of full capacity by the end of the year. But to the west, California Department of Water Resources is reporting that the state's snow totals are among the top 10 snowiest Sierra winters recorded, with over 55 feet of snow in some areas. Now flooding is of concern if warm weather causes snow to melt faster than rivers and streams can carry the snow melt. The highest ever amount of snowfall recorded in California was over 68 feet in 1938. Although cattle producers in the Four Corners region are glad to have moisture that will help pastures and ranges to recover from years of dry conditions, they've had a tough calving season. While cold weather is expected, the cold, wet conditions during the late winter and early spring have caused above-average calf death losses for some producers. Last year was a good year for most farmers and ranchers financially, since there were only 169 farm bankruptcies in 2022, which was the lowest number since Chapter 12 became permanent in 2005. According to the American Farm Bureau, this is the first time that there were fewer than 200 farm bankruptcies in a year. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the nation's rural population grew slightly last year. While the increase was small, it was one more indication that historic losses in non-metropolitan population in the 2010s have been reversed for the time being. The number of people living in rural counties grew by 56,000 people from 2021 to 2022. That's an increase of about 1%, which is similar to rural America's population gain 2 years ago. Since April 15th is near, this quote may be appropriate. Former Chief Minister of France, Jean-Baptiste Colbert, wrote, "The art of taxation consists in so plucking the goose as to obtain the largest possible amount of feathers with the smallest amount of hissing." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.